Lightweight ECG signal classification via linear law-based feature extraction. Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Alex Jonassy. It's 1903, and Willem Einthoven is about to capture something no one has ever seen before. He's got a patient sitting in a chair with their limbs immersed in jars of saline. The jars are connected by wires to a giant machine called a string galvanometer. It's about the size of a piano. As the patient's heart beats, tiny voltage changes travel through their body, pass through the saline, and reach the machine. A filament within it quivers. A beam of light, reflected off a mirror attached to it, records the movement as a continuous trace on photographic paper. That squiggly line is what Einthoven has been chasing for years. What nobody else has ever been able to capture, at least not in a medically usable way. The electrical activity of the human heart. Einthoven has just recorded the first clinically practical and accurate electrocardiogram. The word electrocardiogram literally means electric heart drawing. It comes from the Greek roots electro, referring to electricity, cardio, heart, and gram, a written or recorded trace. The term captures exactly what Einthoven achieved, a visible recording of the heart's electrical signals drawn in real time as they pulse through the body. More than a century later, the ECG, or EKG as it's sometimes abbreviated, is one of the most widely used diagnostic tools in medicine. And the machine looks a lot different now. It has shrunk from taking up most of a room to fitting on a chip inside a smartwatch. Advances in electronics, signal processing, and machine learning have also transformed how we collect, interpret, and act on ECG data. These days, we have real-time monitoring and early detection of heart conditions on a global scale. But challenges remain. Many of the algorithms that process this data still depend on giant labeled datasets, lots of compute, or opaque decision-making processes. These are barriers that limit their deployment in low resource settings or critical care scenarios. Today's paper introduces a new approach, a lightweight, interpretable ECG classification. They call it LLT-ECG. It's a semi-supervised technique that sidesteps traditional deep learning constraints. On today's episode, we're going to break down how it works and evaluate its accuracy. But first, let's get a more solid understanding of the problem space. While modern ECG machines can reliably capture high-resolution cardiac signals, the real challenge lies downstream, in classifying those signals accurately and efficiently. ECG data is complex, high-dimensional, and often noisy, with significant variation across patients and recording conditions. Clinical datasets can be deeply imbalanced. Normal heartbeats vastly outnumber pathological ones. Annotated data can be scarce due to the cost and expertise required for labeling. These factors combine to make it very difficult to train classifiers, especially when you're using traditional machine learning pipelines that depend on handcrafted features or deep learning models that require large volumes of labeled data. This paper focuses on those core challenges: how to extract meaningful, class-discriminative features from raw ECG time series in a way that is both scalable and clinically trustworthy. Rather than relying on large labeled datasets or deep neural networks, their solution takes inspiration from theoretical physics to uncover consistent linear relationships, called linear laws, within time series data. These laws capture patterns common to a reference class, such as normal heartbeats, and transform raw ECG signals into a new feature space where classification becomes easier and more transparent. Their pipeline involves four key stages. 1. Pre-processing the ECG signals. 2. Learning linear laws from a labeled reference class. 3. Transforming the data using those laws. 4. Applying standard classifiers to the resulting features. Let's dive into each part in more detail. Pre-processing begins by splitting their starting dataset according to lead configuration and beat classification. For example, signals from different electrode leads are grouped separately, and tasks such as binary, normal versus ectopic, or multi-class classification are isolated. This avoids training on mixed or inconsistent data. Noise reduction is performed using band-pass filtering. A high-pass filter removes baseline wander caused by breathing or movement, typically using a cutoff around 0.5 Hz. A low-pass filter removes high-frequency noise, often using a cutoff near 20 Hz. These filters preserve the key frequency range where diagnostic features, like the QRS complex, occur. After filtering, each signal is standardized. The mean is subtracted to center the signal at zero, and then the result is divided by the signal's maximum absolute value to normalize amplitude. This ensures that variations in signal gain or electrode placement do not affect downstream processing. The output is a set of consistently segmented, denoised, and scaled ECG signals ready for embedding and transformation. Learning involves fitting linear laws to a reference class in the training data, typically normal ECG beats. A linear law is a set of coefficients that defines a linear relationship among time-embedded segments of a signal. These relationships are empirically derived by identifying directions in the data where variation is minimal across the reference class. The assumption is that normal beats share consistent structure, and that the direction of least variance captures this shared pattern. To compute the linear law, they embed each ECG sample into overlapping windows of fixed length, construct a matrix from these segments, and perform eigenvalue decomposition on the resulting correlation matrix. Linear laws are usually used in theoretical physics to describe conserved relationships, such as symmetries and invariants, that hold across different states of a system. Here, they are applied to time series data to capture structural regularities specific to the reference class. The eigenvector associated with the smallest eigenvalue is selected as the linear law. This vector defines the transformation used later for feature extraction. This approach does not require backpropagation or gradient descent. It is a forward-only process based on linear algebra, making it computationally lightweight and easy to apply in resource-constrained environments. Feature extraction applies the learned laws to transform ECG signals into a new feature space. Each signal is embedded into overlapping segments and projected onto the linear law, producing a sequence of residuals that quantify how closely the signal matches the reference class structure. These residuals form the feature representation used for classification. Unlike earlier linear law methods, the LLT approach is adapted for ECG data by accounting for its spike-like morphology, especially around the QRS complex. This ensures the extracted features reflect meaningful deviations from normal rhythm patterns. Because the transform space is often close to linearly separable, simple classifiers such as linear SVMs or logistic regression can be used effectively with low computational cost and clear interpretability. Classification is the final stage, where standard ML models are trained on the LLT transformed features and evaluated on a separate test set. Because the transformation often yields a linearly separable feature space, simple models such as linear SVMs, logistic regression, or linear discriminant analysis can achieve high accuracy here without complex tuning. These models require far fewer resources than deep learning approaches, but with this leg up, they perform competitively on benchmark datasets. This efficiency makes the method well-suited for real-time applications, especially in settings with a limited compute capacity. The authors evaluated their system on two benchmark datasets using separate training and test splits. Linear laws were derived exclusively from normal beats in the training set, then used to transform all samples, including abnormal beats, in both datasets. A range of classifiers were tested, with performance compared against baseline methods, including deep neural networks and traditional machine learning pipelines. In the end, LLT ECG consistently produced compact, linearly separable features that enabled simple models to match or exceed performance of more complex systems. If you'd like to dive deeper into LLT ECG, or ECG in general, I'd encourage you to download the paper. You'll find many more details on performance evaluations and the role and function of linear laws and the experimental setups. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. This episode was performed by myself, Alex Jonassy. It was written by Malcolm Diggs and produced by Luis Lopez. Hope you enjoyed it. That's all for now. I'll see you next time.